Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And again, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Amen. Merry Christmas to you, Lord.
Brother Thurston, talking about the heart this morning. And, you know, this song Ray shared with us, you know, let every heart prepare him room.
Amen.
And it ends, and the glories of his righteousness.
Right.
You know, the scriptures tells us that it's the heart that leads unto righteousness.
Yeah.
You know, so the heart's very powerful. But I want to share a scripture with you this morning. I love how the Holy Spirit puts things together. And this is out of Ezekiel 36. But it says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. It is talking to Israel, but this reflects to the church also. It says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness. And from all idols I will cleanse you. A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away your stony heart of flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes.
Whoa.
And you shall keep my judgments and do them. You know, the heart is
powerful.
I'm going to go ahead and get the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry I don't. I'm going to just give these to the ladies. I'm going to just let you. I don't have enough for the guys. So just grab one. They're different.
Sorry, Brother Thurston.
I look this way, looking around. And
I
believe the Lord would. But want us to. I want you to this week.
So beautiful.
Sweet. I'm going to put that on my Christmas tree.
Did you get one that open up?
Oh, this is Sister Mary.
But you know, where you can put this on your Christmas tree or next to your Bible or something like that. But I want you to reflect this week on the heart that the Lord has given
you. You got the diamond, okay.
Oh, I got the diamond.
A new heart.
Yes.
You know, I think back in my past, you know, when I was a young man, how stony my heart was. You know, heart. And he's given us a new heart.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
With that heart, we believe in the righteousness. And his word, you know, as his word comes in, it does a change in our lives. So, I think the Lord's got something good. Well, I know he does. You know, this coming next year and all. And showing us things about our righteousness that is of him, and for us to grow in that and develop in that. And I'll share more with you next week on that, but scripture he's given me, I want us to share in, and I believe it's just going to, you know, enlarge our hearts.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's what we want, you know,
amen.
Just to be full of his love and joy.
Oh.
Peace and all. But let's pray this morning. And Father, we thank you for the greatest gift ever given, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that you've given us to tell of you and your love for us. And we praise you this day. And Holy Spirit, we ask you do what you do best. Reveal Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank
you, Jesus. And we thank God for it.
Amen.
Now we are still talking about the greater glory.
Hallelujah.
You know, Mary was asking me, what was God saying for 2019, those onions? They're good. For 2019.
Is that what God said?
She was asking me about 2019, what was God showing me? He was showing me that we are in the right vein of studying greater glory, because he's getting ready to manifest the greater glory. We're getting ready to see his presence manifested. See, what the church doesn't know or realize that we are the sons, that the whole earth is waiting for that manifestation. That they can see Jesus. And we're going to manifest that. They're going to see Jesus in a people. They're going to see him manifested, not just talking about it, but manifested. Praise God. So when we talk about the greater glory, I want y'all to remember that we are glory carriers. We go from glory to glory. Why? Because we're in his presence. We're changing. Every time you get into his presence, you change.
Yeah.
You're more and more like him. See, God is all, let me tell you, he's always present.
Yes.
He's all, but sometimes because of the business and the situation and circumstances and the charades the enemy tries to take us into, it takes us away. Take our focus away from his presence. Mm-hmm. And see, that's what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Being aware of his presence. Yeah. Even in circumstances, even in situations, even. Now, last week we talked about, y'all going to have to track with me because I'm going to run this real fast because I got a lot. I told you I got about 2 years packed up in here because I gave y'all, I promised y'all this lesson about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now it's just being released. It's time release.
Amen.
So it's all packed up in here. So y'all going to have to track with me because I have plenty. Now last week we talked about practicing the presence of God. We talked about Brother Lawrence. Who in here hadn't heard of Brother Lawrence? He was about in the 16th or 1700, how he practiced the presence of God. Mm-hmm. He was a monk in the 16th or 1700. And he practiced the presence of God so that when people got around him, they could feel God. I mean, they could really sense.
Yeah.
I mean, even the sinner and the unsaved, you know, because he practiced the presence of God. And we have to say practice the presence of God because it don't come naturally.
Amen.
It doesn't come naturally. He had to practice. He said he was on a, he was a monk and he had this job that he just didn't like, washing dishes and, you know, cooking and stuff like that. But he said when he started practicing the presence of God, when he started stirring and washing things, I'm doing this for the love of God. God, I'm doing this to you. He said he just fell in love with it. I mean, it made his day more prosper. Everything he did. He said everything he did was governed by love.
Yes.
Now, that's powerful. The things that he wanted to do, the things he didn't want, every situation. Lord, I'm picking up this paper for you. I'm, you know, everything he did was to the glory of God. God has always wanted to be in our presence.
Yes.
Always. Even from the beginning, even from Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the book of Genesis. The first verse. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, we're going to see the light that we're talking about here today when he said here in this third verse. It's not the sun. It's not the moon. We're going to see actually what he was releasing here in this third verse. He was releasing himself. He said, let there be light. Now, darkness was already there. Void. But he released himself. And it's not the same light that he talked about in the 14th and the 15th verse down here, the sun and the moon, all that he created. But he released himself on earth. And when Jesus introduced himself in John 8 and 12, he said, I am the light of the world. And that wasn't the first time the light was released. The light was released in Genesis 1 and 3. He released himself in all that darkness. He said, light be. Let me be in here. I know it's dark. I know it's very dark. And I know it's a dark word. But let me be in here. He released himself. Now let's go down here to the 13th verse in the first chapter. It says, and the evening and the morning was the third day. This is the third day what he did. And God said, let there be lights in the firmaments of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let there be, and let them, this is what where David was talking about a week or two. Let them be for signs and for season and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmaments of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And so, in the 16th verse, and God made two great lights. He made two great lights. That first light he released, he didn't have to make it because he released himself. But this is where he's releasing, he's creating. He said, and God made what? Two great lights. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. We know the greater light was the sun. The lesser light was the moon. And he also made the stars. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. That's the physical light that we can see. But that light he released in that third verse was himself. Praise God. And I'm glad he released that light and among all that darkness, because I don't care how many stars and how many moons and how many suns you put in the earth, if you don't release the light of God, sha-ta-ta, this world will still yet be a really bad world. But we see when Jesus came on the scene, he said, I'm the light of the world. He said that so easy because it was true. It was already true in Genesis. But what else did he say? He said, now you are the light of the world. I want you just to say it this morning. Say, I'm the light of the world. That means you're the answer. You got the answer to the world.
Hallelujah.
When you turn your light on, when you shine your light. Mm-hmm. Praise God. See, these two different lights we're talking about in the first chapter of Genesis. Two different lights. The light of God, and then the sun and the moon and the stars and all those good things that light the earth. But we thank you for the first light.
Yes. Hi,
praise God. Where he light, where he released himself in light. Okay. Now, you know, we talked about practicing the present. We talked about Brother Lawrence, how he practiced the presence of God. So, but I want to teach y'all the how-to of how to practice the presence of God. Some of the how-tos. Okay, one of the how-to is being aware of his presence.
Yes.
Like I said, sometimes situations, circumstances, putting out this fire and putting out that fire causes you to lose your focus on his presence, and you don't always take time to get into his presence. Okay, the first thing, being aware of his presence. Let's go into the Word of God, Genesis 28, and let's start at the 16th verse, Genesis, the 28th chapter. We're going to talk about Jacob. We're talking about being aware of his presence. So let me start out in the 10th verse, just to really bring you in. Then I'm going to read down to the 16th verse. And Jacob went out of Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night. because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and laid in that place to sleep. The 12th verse, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham. I told you, God always introduced himself to every generation. Now he's having to reintroduce himself to Jacob, because Jacob was running for his life. He was just frightened. There's just so much going on in his life. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and he said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, their father, and the God of Isaac. And guess who else he wanted to be the God of? Jacob. The land where thou liest, to thee will I give it. He's making a covenant, or he's dealing with Jacob. He had dealt with Abraham. He had dealt with Isaac. Now he's dealing with Jacob. And he said, give to thee, I would give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee, in thy seed, shall all the family of the earth be blessed. That's what he told Abraham too. And behold, I'm with thee. And boy, didn't he need to hear that. Because he couldn't see the Lord with him. All he could see was his brother. He had done wrong. And he felt like he had done wrong, but he really hadn't. And will keep thee in all places where thou go. Now listen to what God is telling Jacob. He says, I'm with thee. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places where thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. And it's in Jacob, awake out of his sleep. And this is what Jacob said. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. I mean, he wasn't aware of the presence of God. When he woke up and got things together, he said, you know, I just had a visitation from the Lord. Boop. I just had a visit. God was in this place. And I wasn't aware. I didn't know it. God is with you wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever you come up against. But you got to know it. Now, we're talking about the how to. How do you practice the presence of God? And the first step is being aware of his presence. Jacob said, oh, God, I wasn't aware of his presence. And you know what he did? Let me tell you what he did when he got aware that the presence of God, that he was in the presence of God Almighty and didn't even know it. He said, I wasn't even aware of it. But he said, Jacob rose up early in the morning and took stones that he had put for his pillow, those stones that he had made a pillow out of. He said, and set it up for a pillow, and he poured oil upon it, on the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was Luz at first. But Jacob said, I'm changing the name of this city. This is Bethel, because I met God here. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God would be with me and would keep me in that day, I would go, and I will. I'm not going to read all that. But anyway, Jacob, when he became aware that God was there, he said, boy, I'm gonna build a memorial here so I can remember. God met me at this place. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we need to build up those memorials in us to realize God has met me at this place. Because, see, he's going to be faced with something else. And he's got to think, God met me here. You know, sometimes God brings us out and give us victory in one place, and then we come up with something else against something else, and we lose our focus on him. But you need to do like David did. David went back when he came up against Goliath. He said, I killed a bear and a lion. He said, God, I killed them with my bare hands. And he said, what is this Goliath? He began to think about what God had done for him in the past. You know, sometimes we don't connect those things together, and we just like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? You know? But David started thinking about where God had brought him from, what God had done for him. And he began to put those pieces together and said, what is Goliath? Who is Goliath? It's nothing. You know? But we see here that Jacob was not aware of the presence of God. So the first thing to, oh my God, my time is up. Practice in the presence of God is being aware of his presence. Mm-hmm. Say little things like, God, you said you'd never leave me nor forsake. Mm-hmm. You know, just start saying little things like, and the second,
calling his word.
Amen. The second thing is continuously talk to the Lord throughout the whole day. Yeah. So, Lord, I'm sitting here. What you think about this I'm reading, Lord? Can you kind of open that up to me? I mean, just talking in conversation. Mm-hmm. Because the reason we have to practice it, because he's invisible. We don't see him. Like if
we see you.
Yeah, and if I was around y'all, I'd be just talking, you know, all day, you know, But he's not that way, so you have to practice it. Yeah. I mean, you have to continuously say, well, Lord, what you think about this? Lord, what you think about God, what do you want? I mean, just continuously talking. Yeah. Jesus said Jesus practiced the presence of God. He demonstrated to. He said, I only do what I hear and see my fathers do. I mean, and he constantly talked with him in his presence. So we see that if we just constantly hold a conversation like that person, like he's really in the room with us, like he's really with us, constantly talking to him, asking questions, just say, Lord, which way should I go? How should I do this? You know, and just constantly. And Brother Lawrence said that made him more aware of the presence of God, because he kept in conversation.